If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. It's happy birthday, Ludwig van Beethoven. Wonderful. The middle of December each year, I think of it eventually. All the joy that Beethoven's brought all these centuries. And we continue. The show opens tonight in Syria with Bill Raggio and Hussein Haqqani asking questions as everyone's asking. These are jihadists. This is Al-Qaeda. Is this a government? The conversation will continue for some time. The leader of the HTS, Harat Tahrir al-Sham, is a known jihadist with a bounty on his head, $10 million. The HTS itself is made up of jihadists all sworn allegiance to Al-Qaeda. Is it trustworthy? No. Is it reliable? No. Is it made up of men who probably are being pursued for their brutality in the past? Yes. We can't settle it. We comment on one particular party, the Turkestan Islamic Party, represented in Damascus. It's made up of Uyghurs and others in violent revolt against the People's Republic of China and everybody else in the region. It used to be headquartered in Pakistan, I learned from Bill Raggio. Now they're headquartered in Afghanistan under the protection of the Taliban. I speak to Hussein Haqqani about this. Hussein makes the ironic point that there's such sympathy for the jihadists in Pakistan that the government must be careful about how it moves against any one particular group. That's the quandary in Damascus. Then moved to Ukraine to talk to Bill Raggio and John Hardy about the front line between Russia and Ukraine, moving closer and closer to encirclement in important places, Pokrovsk is one of them, of the remaining Ukrainian fighters. There is an exit from Pokrovsk. They haven't taken it yet. The frontline commander has been replaced in Kyiv. They're without manpower, without resources, without an exit plan. General Frost is on the field, however. That may slow the Russian operation. We're also learning that North Korea is in action in the Kursk salient. I ask what kind of weapon systems they're using. Is it just small arms? Or have they got armor and artillery? No particular detail provided yet by Kyiv. And then a conversation with David Daoud of the FDD and Bill Raggio about Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and Tehran. All four threats to Israel. But we begin with our conversation about Syria. Again, the mystery, the jihadists. To be trusted, no. Israel's moving into Damascus, making the very good case that the government no longer exists. So they haven't got any binding understanding about what the DMZ is and where Israel can move. It's moving to protect itself from the jihadists who now occupy Damascus and other major cities. Again, the mystery. About the hostages, there's no up-to-date information. There's no reason to believe the negotiation is going on, nor that there's anybody in the Hamas side who cares for it to go on. What's left of Hamas is in the Gaza Strip and tunnels and buildings and hiding out as civilians. It's a miserable affair. There are 100 hostages unaccounted for or so, 100 or so. Half of them are understood to be deceased. The families want the bodies back, but at the same time, where are the living ones? Who's holding on to them? Does anybody know? The New World Report with Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo about Venezuela's trendy Aragua, the predatory gang that's in the U.S. and other parts of the Americas. Completely untrustworthy, trendy Aragua. It's a violent outfit. It's decentralized, but it works for the Caracas state to dominate wherever it is. Trendy Aragua. Joseph Umar has a report at The Heritage about it to read at length. We'll be dealing with it for some time. The open borders made it easy for Trendy Aragua to come into the U.S. and to hide in the Venezuela population. Ernesto Araujo speaks to the violence in Brazil right now, but more to the point, the health of the president, Lula da Silva, who had a hematoma on the brain relieved with the hospitalization, the allegations against the former president, treason, assassination attempt, an arrest of the ex-defense minister. And the Brazilian economy is tumbling, is struggling. The real is plunging in value against the dollar. The central bank has been intervening. Lula da Silva, just out of the hospital, wants more intervention. Ernesto apprises us that it's not a good situation for people back home. Conversation with Lee Smith, his new book, Disappearing the President, Trump, True Social, and the Fight for the Republic, just published. Lee and I discuss, again, the Russiagate and all the names that are in the air, but when they're reawakened, you say, yes, we don't know all of this, we don't know all of that. From Crossfire Hurricane investigation in the summer of 16 until the Mueller report, fog of investigation. As much of it still classified, perhaps the second Trump administration will have the ability to declassify what we don't know. Not looking for more than the facts that are missing in who ran it, who put it together, how was it organized, the hoax, the Russiagate hoax. Full hour with Lee Smith. And then conversation with Ekaterina Zolotova of Geopolitical Future. She's in Moscow. We're talking about the ports that Russia has that have been squeezed or compromised by sanctions. The Baltic port is important, but now Sweden and Finland are in NATO, and Russia's surrounded. Kaliningrad is their exclave on the other side of the Baltics, and they have a fleet there, but they cannot operate in the Baltic in any free fashion. The Arctic is opening up, not quickly. The Arctic has the northern fleet. Vladivostok is open, way to the east. The Baltic is open but compromised. The Black Sea is compromised by drone attacks from Ukraine, by missile attacks from Ukraine, and by the treaty that closes the Bosphorus to warships, if Turkey so chooses. In addition, the warm water port in Syria, Tartus, is now said to be in negotiation between what looks like authority in Damascus, that would be HTS, and Russia. Russia's looking to find a way to stay in Tartus. And then Terra O, East Asia Research Center, about the likely presidential leading candidate for a new election in Seoul now that President Yoon has been impeached and removed. His name is Lee Jae-myung, and he's anti-U.S. and he's pro-PRC and more. Much to learn. And then a conversation with Bill Gertz about the hypersonic missiles developed by the People's Republic of China ahead of the development of the similar weapon system in the hands of the U.S. More to learn. A hypersonic missile gap, according to Bill Gertz of the Washington Times, is open. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery. Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.